朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
再次请弟兄姊妹们，我们同心肃立，来一起攻读圣经主的话语。
Brothers and sisters, may we stand again and we read the verse.
请路加福音十二章十三到十五节。众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣说，你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官给你们分家业呢？于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为神的生命不在乎家道丰富。Now let's read in English.
Luke
12:13-15. Then one from the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? And he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness.For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Please be seated. 大家请坐。愿神祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May God bless all that reads his scriptures.
我们今天要一起来思想一个系列的第二讲，就是人的与神的。
We're going to think about the second talk in a series is about people and God.
那么今天的题目叫人的财产与神的富足。
The title of today's sermon is Human Goods versus God's Abundance.
那刚才我们所读的这段经文，很多弟兄姊妹也都熟悉。
The verse we just read, a lot of brothers and sisters are very familiar with it.
有人来找耶稣。
A person come to seek Jesus.
让耶稣做一件清官都很难做的事情。
That even a very good judge can hard to do.
就是来给他断一断家务事。
Is to judge among a family affair.
给他们分财产。
To divide the possessions, inheritance.
耶稣有没有答应？
Jesus say yes.
耶稣没有答应。
Jesus did not say yes.
是不是因为对耶稣来说也太难了？
Is it because it's too hard for Jesus too?
家里面的这些事情，清官难断家务事啊。
Because a good judge cannot judge among the family affairs.
不是这个原因。
It's not the reason.
因为耶稣知道人的心是怎样。
Because Jesus knows the heart of people.
在许多年以前，清朝的时候。
Many years ago in Qing Dynasty.
在中国的安徽桐城这个地方。曾经发生过这么一件事。
There's a city called 桐城 in Anhui province. There's a story.
我们这里有安徽桐城人吗？
Is there any people from 桐城 in Anhui province?
没有啊，我以前教会有一对夫妻从安徽桐城来的，提到这个六尺巷的故事，他们就很自豪。
In my old church, there's a couple from 桐城 Anhui province. When we talk about the six-foot alley, they are very proud of it.
在这个清朝的康熙年间呢，有一个大臣叫做张英。
In Qing Dynasty, in 康熙time, there's a official called 张英。
那他就是这个安徽的桐城人。
He's from 桐城 in 安徽 province.
那么他呢，这个官至文华殿大学士、礼部尚书啊。
He's a very high position in the central government.
最后据说他做到了宰相啊。
I heard that later on become the second person in the dynasty.
那么呢，在他这个老家就有一个老宅，距旁边邻家呢，就中间隔着有一块空地。
So in his old house in his hometown, there's a piece of empty land in between two houses.
那么呢，后来这个邻居家啊，他要建房，就要占用这块地方。那张英他们家就不同意。
And his neighbor wanted to build a house, and they want to build right up to the borderline. And Mr. Chen's family didn't want it.
那么后来这个官司就一直打到这个县政府、县衙门。这个县官也很难断这件事情。
So they sue each other. They went to the court and all the way to the local government, and the official cannot decide on that.
那这时候张英的家人呢，想到我们在朝廷里有人啊。
So the Mr. Chen's family thought that we have a friend in the government.
就给张英写了一封信。
So they wrote a letter to Mr. Chen.
让他呢在背后运作运作。在这件事情上面，这个官司最后就向着自己家。
So they hope that Mr. Chen can help them, so the judgment will be on their favor.
但这个大臣张英呢，他是一个很正直的人。
But the Mr. Chen is a very righteous person.
他收到这封信以后，一看明白了，他就回复了一首诗。
After he read the letter, he understood what is happening. He replied with a poem.
这首诗是这么说的。
And it says,
说千里修书只为墙
Family letter is only for the wall.
让他三尺又何妨
What's wrong with giving three feet?
万里长城今犹在
The great wall still exists today.
不见当年秦始皇
Emperor Qin, 始皇 is no more.
那这个家人呢，一收到这封信一看就明白了。
When they receive this letter, they know what it means.
就真的照着张英这个诗里面所说的，就退让三尺，让出三尺的地方来。
So they follow Mr. Chen's direction and let them have that 3 feet.
那邻居家呢，一看也受感动了。
The neighbors saw that and very moved.
也不争，也退让三尺。
So they did not fight with it. They withdrew 3 feet.
所以这样呢，就形成了一个六尺的这个巷子。
So that's why there's a 6-foot alley.
那么今天这个条巷还叫六尺巷。
And until today, it's still called 6-foot alley.
很多人就慕名到那个地方去。
A lot of people came here because the name.
这个故事在历史上传为美谈。
This story is a very beautiful story in the history.
在这个财产的争执当中，其实你争着三尺，你多要一些的这个分一些的产业，又有什么益处
so, ？When we fight for inheritance, even if you gain 3 feet and you gain more property, but what is good for it?
这个万里长城都还在那里。
The Great Wall is still there.
故宫也都在那里。
The old palace is still there.
现在都变成旅游胜地了。
Now it's the sightseeing place.
那个皇帝又在哪里呢
？Where is the emperor?
一切都过去。
All everything shall pass.
所以刚才主耶稣讲到这个故事，就特别的提醒说，我们要免去贪心。
So the story we just read, Jesus was telling us to not to be greedy.
人里面这一切的贪心
，the greed inside of us，
成为今天这个世界上好多苦难罪恶的一个来源。
The greed is the source of suffering and fighting.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说这个财产啊，富足，金钱等等，这些本身是罪恶。圣经从来没有讲这些是罪恶。
We're not saying that wealth or property is a sin.
圣经里面有没有很有钱的人
？Are there wealthy people in the Bible？
谁很有钱
？Who were wealthy in the Bible？
信心伟人亚伯拉罕非常的富有。
Father of faith, Abraham。
这个约伯很富有。
Job was very rich.
你看约伯经历这一切的试炼考验以后啊。
After Job went through all the trial and suffering.
神后来大大的祝福给他。
God blessed him doubly.
神祝福他的方法是什么呀
?How did God bless him?
让他所拥有的一切在加倍。
God, gave him what he had, double the amount.
让他更加的富足。
He was much more wealthy than before.
所以呢，圣经没有说有钱本身是罪恶。
So the scripture never said being wealthy is a sin.
但是圣经里面确实有讲到。
But the Bible does say.
刚才主耶稣提醒是吧？
Jesus, the
Son, 我们要谨慎自守，然后是什么？免去一切的贪心。
We need to watch for and avoid all greedy.
这个贪婪、贪财，圣经讲是万恶之源。
In the Bible, the covetousness is the root of all evil.
那在现实当中，也有许多因为财产与亲人反目成仇的事情。
There's so many cases that in our real life that we become enemy because of the property.
嗯，我在有的时候这个传福音布道分享的时候，就给大家讲一个真实的事情。
So when I preach the gospel, I tell people some real stories.
疫情以前，我每年回国至少一次做短宣、培训、服事等等。
Before the COVID, I went back to China every year at least one time to do short-term mission or do gospel camps.
那么一般一回到国内呢，一下飞机就怎么样呢？先去把头发剪短一点。
The first thing when I came off the flight, the airplane is go have a haircut.
然后在那服侍两个礼拜啊，这个三个礼拜，回来之前呢，再去这个把头发剪短一点。
And serve there for two or three weeks before I came back. I have another haircut.
为什么呢？因为在美国理发非常贵，对不对
？Why? Because it's very expensive to have a haircut in America.
所以这么多年我的头发都一直是师母给我理的。
So many years, my haircut is done by my wife.
那国内的理发很便宜啊。
In China, haircut is very cheap.
所以这样呢就帮我太太省两次的这个功夫。
So I save my wife's trouble to cut my hair twice.
那个到理发店去这个理发呢，你就听到周围这些的街坊邻里啊，然后跟这个理发员啊，他们也很熟嘛，就常常大家这个彼此的聊天，也是了解当时的这个民情。
So when you went to the barber shop, you hear the barber and customer talk about the things happening in the country, so you get to know the things in the country.
有一次，那个理发店，它墙角那里呢挂着一个电视，还是那种老式的那个电视，播的节目是《法治在线》。
There's one time, in a barber shop, there's a old-fashioned TV there and showing the court, the family court.
那这个节目讲的是什么事情呢？就是这个亲兄弟姊妹之间为了分房子这个房产，结果就反目成仇。
What is talking about? It's talking siblings, brothers and sisters, because they are fighting for property, they become enemies.
然后最有意思，我就听这些顾客啊和理发师在这个聊天呢，他们那个反应。
So, it's more interesting is that the reaction from the customer in the barber shop.
我印象很深这句话。
I have very deep impression.
他们说，就这个事情还值得上电视啊？周围全都是。
They say, how come this is on TV? This is so common. Everywhere has the same thing.
因为前些年，现在也是了。就国内这个房子是非常非常热呀。
Well, the house in China is very, very expensive.
所以这个家人为了分房产就打得不可开交。
So the relatives fight fiercely for the property.
这顾客们他们讲的真的没错。
The customer was right.
后来我发现，在我自己家的亲戚当中就有这样的事情。
And I found out that among my relatives has the same thing.
兄弟姊妹几个，就你说爸爸妈妈还没有过世呢，就开始来为这个房子就开始打。
So when the parents are not still alive, the brothers and sisters started fighting for the properties already.
我们去看那个老人家的时候，哎呀，他们是这个难过的都哭啊。
When I went to visit the elderly couples, they so sad, they started crying.
说你们都是一起以前小时候都过那么苦的日子。
And they say, you grew up together. We were so poor when you were young.
就吃了那个咸菜头，然后就喝点粥，就是这样子。
We only have salted vegetable and porridge to eat.
那时候关系多好啊。
And we had such good relationship.
现在有这个房子闹得你们简直跟仇人一样。
But now because of the house, we become enemies.
这我跟你妈这还没死呢。
And your mom and I are still here.
还有没有一点亲情啊？
Is there any feeling,
love. 这就是在我们身边发生的这样的事。
This happened right to around me.
所以圣经当中我们看到的这个说，哎，耶稣啊，帮我跟我的这个兄弟分房产这种事情。哇，真的是太多了。
So in the Bible, we see that they asked Jesus to help them divide the property. This so common here.
为什么出于人的贪心
？It's because humans greedy.
我也认识有一位牧师。
I know a pastor.
那他呢？这个在国内的父母过世，父母就留下。一套房子。
His parents passed away and then left a house for them.
房子在北京很值钱。
The house is in Beijing and it's very expensive.
然后他呢还有一位是姐姐还是妹妹。
And he has a sister.
那他回去就非常友好的就很公平的和姐姐把爸妈妈的这个房产就平分。
So he went back, he very, he equally divided the property.
丝毫没有影响这个关系。
And did not jeopardize the relationship.
啊，因为他的那个亲人也是信主的。
Because his relative is also a Christian.
而且很有意思，这牧师回来以后，他这个得到了这份遗产，还做十一的奉献给主。
When the pastor came back to America, he also tithes, donate one tenth of the worth of the property.
啊，他说这是我应当做的，得到的十分之一献给神。
This is what I should.Donate one tenth to God.
我还认识有一位牧师。
I know another pastor.
上海人。
From Shanghai.
父母过世在上海留下一套房子。
His parents passed away and left a house in Shanghai.
这也是很值钱的。
It's very expensive.
哎，然后呢，他这个父母走之前呢，多年啊，这个重病在国内的。这位姐姐一直在照顾。
So before his parents passed away, they were sick for many years, and his sister took care of them.
他说你回到国内啊，去料理后事。他跟姐姐说你照顾爸爸妈妈辛辛苦苦这么多年，实在是不容易。
So he told his sister that you took care of our parents so many years, it's very hard.
就留下这么一套房子。
They only left this house.
我不跟你争，全都是你的。
I'm not going to fight with you. It's all yours.
这回来那个牧师亲口告诉我的。
This is what the pastor told me himself.
他说他的姐姐感动得不得了。
His sister was so moved.
他说周围看到都是大家去抢啊，去打官司。
Because around her, everybody is fighting. They go to court for the inheritance.
这个在美国做的牧师回来怎么这房子都不要了
？And the sisters think her brother, because he's a pastor, he doesn't want the house.
他就跟家人来传福音。
So he's spreading the gospel to her family.
在兄弟姐妹之间。
It's between siblings.
在甚至于亲子之间。
Parents and kids.
这样为了钱的事情。
For the money.
有多少的罪恶。
How much sins we committed.
但是我们信主的人，我们的生命是可以不同的。
But because we are Christians, our life is different.
主耶稣说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses."
若是我们自己扪心自问，来省察一下。
If we ask ourselves and look inside our hearts,
我们里面有没有贪心
？Do we have greed in our hearts?
有多少的贪婪
？How much greed do we have?
我们虽然说已经信了主
，Even though we are a Christian,
我们知道我们在主里面已经得到了丰盛的生命。
We know that we have abundant life in Christ.
但是我们还想说我家道再丰富一点。
But we still want to have more wealth.
让我的生命再富足一些是吗
We have more in our lives.
那耶稣就继续打了个比方讲了个比喻。
Jesus gave another parables.
他说有一个财主田产丰盛自己心里思想说我的出产没有地方收藏怎么办呢又说我要这么办要把我的仓房拆了 另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂那里有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
A wealthy owner says, the ground of certain, a ground of certain rich man yield plenty, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods, and I will say to myself, so you have many goods laid up for many years, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who laid out the treasure for him and is not rich towards God.
啊，这个财主他真的是家道丰盛啊。
This rich owner, he has plenty.
啊，很会经营，然后这个产业就非常非常的多。
He's a good management and he has a lot of wealth.
那他就很高兴。
So he's very happy.
要建大的仓房。
He want to build an even bigger barn.
一切东西都存在里面。
So he can store everything inside.
然后他就觉得很舒适安逸。
So he can take easy in his life.
那么弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们已经讲到了，有钱本身不是问题。
So brother and sister, we talk about having wealth is not the same.
那么这个财主到底他的问题出在哪里呢？
So what is the problem with this wealthy owner?
或者说我们整个看今天的这个人类世界，一味的追求财富，最后我们人类自己的问题出在哪里呢？
So look, we look around this world, everyone is chasing after money, but what is the root problem?
一个人若是辛勤的工作获得财富是正当的。
If a man work hard and he gain wealth, that is right.
哎，那我们看到这里有四个方面确实要让我们被提醒。第一个，我们要想我们财富的来源到底是怎么来的。
There are four aspects that we need to think about. The first one is we need to think about the source of our goods.
第二，这个财富的主权到底是属于谁的。
The second one is the ownership of the goods.
第三个，我们这个财富使用的目的到底是为了什么。
The third one is what's the purpose of our using the goods.
第四个，那么因此你是怎么样来使用你的钱财。
So that,the last one is how to use the goods.
在这里讲到这个财主他经营有很多的田产出产。
We talk about the wealthy owner has a lot of products produced and he managed well.
这个看着是没有什么问题。
There's no problem there.
但同时圣经当中也提醒我们，在有很多其他的这个场合，人所得的乃是叫做不义之财。
But there are many cases in the Bible, what people get is called unrighteous possessions.
而圣经里面也提到，有的富足的人，他们那个田产，他们出的那个产业，大小的升斗，是通过一些不道德的行为，然后来为自己积累财富。
There are cases in the Bible that wealthy people gain their wealth by manipulating the balance they are using, so the wealth they got is not righteous.
在圣经的箴言里面就提醒到我们。
In Proverb, it reminds us.
圣经箴言里面不断提到义人和恶人。
It mentioned a righteous person and evil person.
那么箴言的第一章里面就提到。
In the first chapter of Proverbs, it says,
说我儿恶人若引诱你，你不可随从。
My son, if sinner entice you, do not consent.
那么这个恶人是怎么去引诱呢？
How does the evil person entice you?
跟我们一起发财。
They will make money with us.
我们同去埋伏流人之血，蹲伏害无罪之人。
They lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives.
然后我们就赚来很多的东西，财宝了。
So they earn a lot of wealth.
那千万不要跟着他们去走。
We don't follow those evil person.
他们是自流己血，自害己命。
They shed their own blood and take their own lives.
十九节，凡贪恋财力的所行之路都是如此，这贪恋之心乃夺去得财者之命。
So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain, it takes away the life of its own owners.
我们中国有句话叫做君子爱财怎么样？取之有道。
So there's a saying in Chinese, a gentleman love wealth, but there's a right way to gain the wealth.
这个在西方也有这么样一个讲法，就是私有财产神圣不可侵犯。
And there's a saying in Western world that is you respect the personal private properties.
那么今天也成为一个普世的一个价值。
And this one thing that everybody respects.
你所拥有的财产只要是正当得来的，那么是你理当拥有和享受的。
If your property or wealth you gain it rightfully, then it's yours to enjoy.
圣经的教导也很清楚地提到，不管你是出于什么样的立场、思想、主义啊，用这种不道德、暴力的方法去抢夺别人的产业是绝对不可以的。
And it's very clear in the Bible, it is not right to rob other people's wealth with evil methods.
除了用暴力的方法，用一些欺骗的方法，用一些不道德的手段。
You use wrong ways. You rob them. You use armory. You use cheating to gain their wealth. It's wrong.
多年以前，我原来教会有一位弟兄，他分享过自己的见证。
Many years ago, a brother in my church shared his testimony.
他这个博士毕业那一年找工作呢？美国整个工作市场非常不好。
After he finishes PhD degree, he was looking for jobs, but the job market was really bad.
寄出去上百封的求职信如石沉大海一般。
He sent out more than 100 applications, but there's no answer.
那他学的是什么呢？学的是统计。
But what is his major? He majored in statistics.
那时候又刚刚结婚。
He just got married.
那在这样一个等候当中呢，哇！得到一封信。
When he was waiting, there's one letter came back.
有工作的机会来了。
There's a job opportunity.
从哪里来的呢？
From where?
拉斯维加斯的赌场。
It's from casino in Las Vegas.
你看这个开赌场的呀，他们需要学统计的人去给他们干活。
You know, in casino, they also need statisticians to do their work.
哎，因为这里面背后有一些这种的算计呀，对不对？科学的东西呀。
Because they need a statistician to do all the calculation to win.
哎呀，当时很挣扎呀。
He was struggling.
这个很需要这个工作啊，然后赌场配的也很好。
He needs the job and a casino pays him well.
要不要？
Do you take it? Does he take it?
这对基督徒是一个考验。
It's a trial for the Christians.
当时祷告以后。
After pray about it.
不要。
He's not going to take it.
啊。作为基督徒，我们有我们的原则和操守。
As a Christian, we have our principles and things to follow.
相信神会负他的责任。
He believed that God would take care of him.
拒绝了。
He turned it down.
在等候神。后来你知道他找的工作找到哪里去吗？
He waited and then he later on found a job. Do you know where he went?
哈佛大学。
Harvard University.
啊，哈佛大学。这个弟兄，我们后来一起职堂服侍好多年。
Later on, we built church together, served together for many years.
到我们那个城市，现在又到另外南方的一个城市。
Now
工作做得非常的好。
He went to a city in the southern area, and he's very good in his job.
而且热心爱主，我们在一起职堂，然后到了南方那个城市，教会又拆开他们出去，又去做职堂的工作。
So he's a very good brother. He built.Church in his own church, and then he went to a new church. The church sent him out to build the church again.
那这是一个得胜的一个见证。
This is a victorious testimony.
那我也知道还有一位弟兄。
I know another brother.
大家注意啊，现在又到这个报税的季节了哈。
Now is a time for tax return.
这个报税这件事情基本上还是一个 honor system， 对不对
？The tax return is an honor system.
那不可能，这个国税局没有那么多的人力去查每一个人的那个报税。
The IRS doesn't have the ability to check on everybody.
那我就知道有位弟兄，基督徒啊。
I know a brother, he's a Christian.
收入很高。
He has very high income.
在报税上面，结果就撒谎。
Then, but he lied, cheated on the tax return.
被抓到了税务欺诈。
He was caught.
吃了很大的官司。
He went to court, but he very big trial.
上了当地的报纸。
It was on the local newspaper.
尽人皆知。
Everybody knows.
自己很痛苦。
He was very sad and struggled.
家人很痛苦。
His family was suffering.
经济损失非常大。
He lost a lot of money because of this.
吃官司而坐牢。
He commit a tax fraud, so he need to go to prison.
而且也让他的主蒙羞。
And he put shame, bring shame to his Lord Jesus Christ.
这位弟兄亲口跟我讲的。
This brother told me himself.
他说以前小时候在国内吃过苦啊。
When I was little in China, we were really poor.
家里穷。
We were really, really poor.
所以就很想很有钱富足。
So I want to be rich.
就这样一种的贪心占据了我的内心。
And the greed occupied my heart.
你问他后悔不后悔？他一定后悔啊。
Is he regretted about it? He's really regretting.
但是这些结果已经发生摆在那里了。
But the consequences he has to take.
所以我们一定要知道，首先第一点，我们的财富的来源到底是不是正当的。
So we need to know the first thing is the source of our goods is this right from the right place.
那圣经告诉我们，我们真正财富的来源，最终极的来源到底是从何而来？
The Bible tells what is the ultimate source of our goods.
申命记28章第8节。
Deuteronomy 28:8.
神说在你仓房里并你手所办的一切事上耶和华所命的福必临到你。
The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouse and in all to which you set your hand.
耶和华你神也要在所给你的地上赐福于你。
And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你真的相信神是万福的源头吗？
Do you really believe that God is source of all blessings?
让他用他的方式来祝福给你，供应给你。
Let him bless the way he wants and provide you the way he wants.
上尖下流，甚至无处可容。
It will be so overflowing as come out of you.
那当然，在申命记28章这个地方，实际上前面有一个条件。
Actually, there's a one condition before the Deuteronomy 28:8.
我们怎么样让那万福之主他来赐福给我们，来供给我们呢
？How do we let the God of blessing to bless us?
这个申命记28章第一节他说：“你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命。”
Deuteronomy 28:1 says, "If you follow everything that God said to you and follow all his commandments.
那么神他必然负你的责任，必然赐福给你。
Then God will be responsible for you. He will take care of you.
这是第一点。
That's the first thing.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。